Well, we're very thankful that we could have our market the last two Saturdays. Right after the tornado, the Shiloh Church worked very, very hard to clear the whole parking lot of all the debris that came down with the trees, and many members of the church and the community came forward to help us have that happen. Our signs survived, which we were so surprised. They didn't get blown over into, you know, some other part of the town, and they were quite bent, but we were able, since they're metal, to straighten them up, and we're up and going again that Saturday right after the tornado. Why is it important? Well, we have been there now for 21 years, and we feel like we are a part of a happening on Saturday morning for 6 months of the year where people can come and not just buy your vegetables, but have an experience of meeting the people who grow your food, meeting the baker that baked it, meeting the farmer that grew the chickens that you're buying, and meeting the produce vendors that are working hard, especially this year. It's been very tough for the produce farmers to produce things with the weather that we've been having. And so then we also have a lot of other things going on there. We have wonderful bakers. We have a place for children to come. We call it the Circle of Fun, where they can just come and get a balloon and play cornhole and blow bubbles or whatever they want to do. We have a little bit of opportunity for, well, young and old, first-time vendors. People have come there to try out a dream. You know, that it's an opportunity to say, I'd like to make candles. I want to see, you know, if this is a viable business. And so over the years, we've given a real opportunity to small vendors to have a place to come and try out their dream. And we have our prices for our vendors very reasonable based on their sales. So if it's a rainy day, and we're a rain or shine market, we're there rain or shine, the small vendors don't get penalized by having a large fee to pay because they haven't made a lot of profit.
That certainly may come into play this weekend.
It has been. The last two weekends have been very light. We know that the first weekend we were putting out all our information on the internet and emails, and then we talked to some of our customers last week. They said, well, we had no electricity at that first market to even know that you were up and running. So we're very thankful for people as they're coming back. A lot of folks are just now getting resettled where they have electricity. They can come and buy the product. The baked goods, of course, are always available, whether your oven's working or not. And we're thankful, very thankful, that we've been able to keep this community, have a place to come to. 6 years ago, we were the first farmers market in Dayton to recognize the need for a market that would serve people that were struggling financially. And we were the first market to start taking EBT as a whole market. And now that has evolved through programs with the government produce program, where we can match their EBT up to the first $20 with free produce every week. And so it really helps mix them, their dollars, stretch their budget, and have good food in their diet, you know?
That's really incredible. And you operate, the Shiloh Market is on Main and Philadelphia?
Yes, we're on the corner of Main and Philadelphia. We're in the parking lot of the Shiloh Church. We rent that space from the Shiloh Church, but they are a wonderful partner of ours within that space. And they have a program going every Saturday morning where in the little gazebo of the church, they provide a hot breakfast for a donation, where they're buying the bacon from my meat farmer and they're buying the bread from my baker, and they're using all these products and making a wonderful space for people to come and just interact and hang out. So many people come, get their sandwich, then come do a little shopping, and then go on to have the rest of their day.
That's great. And you mentioned that the reason you're located there is because it's a designated economically challenged, or really considered a food desert in that portion of Harrison Township.
Well, we actually are on the border of the food desert. Our actual zip code is not considered in that part, but we didn't go there initially for that. We are an outcrop of Wegers and Garden Center downtown, and that downtown market eventually morphed to what is now Second Street Market. But it started off as the cannery, and now it's, you know, so some of us moved up north back to Harrison Township. And I don't think at that point it was for any economic reasons. There were still, it really wasn't considered food desert area at that point. It was just people in that area were used to having the Wegers and Farmers Market, and they missed having that access to good quality produce.
So even before the recent disasters, this still was an important food market, longstanding food market, that really is an asset to communities.
Oh, absolutely. And if you would see where our zip codes come, we are able to keep track of a lot of where our zip codes come from for shopping at the market. It's all around the area. And I think it's just different because it's an outside market. I mean, people are like the whole atmosphere. You can bring your dog, you bring your kids. It doesn't have to just be a get it and go kind of thing. And we really appreciate that the customers are willing to. It's not as convenient as being in a grocery store. You know, you're parking in the parking lot, you're walking up, you're buying your produce, you're buying your baked goods and your candles and your and sloppy sauce if you want to test some of the sloppy sauce, and you're carrying it back to your car. So we appreciate that people are willing to extend themselves to do it, but there must be something in for them because they keep coming back to do it week after week. Some of our customers we've known for many, many years. Some of them are from Wegmans and Garden Center, and Shiloh's been there now 21 years. So we have a long-term commitment to a lot of these customers over the years.
But how great, and what a blessing to know that perhaps some of the tomatoes that you're having in your evening meal came from a really nice little farm here in Perry Township.
Thank you. And, well, we have often thought in the evening, because my husband grows flowers as well. His dad was a market gardener in England. And he came here with the same idea and started growing things here. And we'll sit some Saturday evenings and say, wonder how many flowers of ours are in bouquets around the area in Dayton and our food, too. And our produce vendors are the main core of the market, but so many of our little vendors really keep us going as well. You know, if you like peanut brittle and or cornbread or those kind of things, there's unique things there that you won't find that home-baked kind of feel to it. Unless you can come out to a farmer's market.
We talked a little bit about the challenges with this planting season and many farmers getting a late start. How has that affected the market so far? What do you think the summer is going to look like?
Well, we're hopeful. We're always hopeful. One thing we have seen, and we've noticed this in markets year after year, people come to that first farmer's market looking for corn and melons and things like that. And part of our shtick is to teach people that this is locally grown food. This is Ohio. Those things are not available yet. So if you're finding that at a market, ask that farmer, did you grow this? You know, and find out. Maybe he's trying. Maybe he's got hoop houses or something and really trying to grow it here. But the majority of the food that's coming out is going to be seasonal. And those kind of things have a pattern of season. So I know that my farmer up north in Dark County was struggling to get a lot of these things actually in the ground to get it started. He's got them ready to go in the greenhouse, but it's been so wet up north that he's really been struggling. And Bob Downing's been coming to farmers markets for 40 years. So he's saying this is one of the worst years he's seen as far as, you know, getting things planted and getting things going for the markets.
You also refer to this somewhat about the importance of farmers market, and it's this great way to keep connected with each other. You know where your food's coming from, so get out and talk to your neighbors, talk to that local farmer who's producing the food.
Yes, and the bakers as well. I mean, people they're actually creating the stuff that we're eating. You know, so I think it's so interesting that anything you buy has all the label of every ingredient that's in it when you go to buy it, you know? But when you buy produce, you don't have any idea where that necessarily came from or what it's been sprayed with or anything. But you have the opportunity when you're meeting the farmer that grew it to say, hey, when did you harvest this? And did you spray things on this? It's your chance right then to really know more about what you're going to eat. And I think it's just a really important question for us as consumers to ask those farmers, you know, and ask that baker, you know. Tell me everything that's in it. Now, my bakers will tell you their labels, their ingredients are labeled, but the farmers don't have to do that yet.
Zella, before we close, let's talk about hours of operation and where people can keep an eye on any further details.
Right. Facebook, and we have a website also. Facebook is Shiloh Farmers Market, and the website is shilohfarmersmarket.com. And we're there from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. every Saturday from May 15th through October 19th. And we'd be happy to have you there.
And is the garden here online?
Cook's Garden, yes. We are also online. We have a roadside stand during the week, and then on Saturdays we go to Farmer's Market. And with our roadside stand here, when you pull up and say you want beets, Stephen will go out there and pull them for you. He'll go dig them up and bring them. You can't get any fresher than that. My neighbors say, why would I have a garden when I can just come here? So bring it on.
Zella Cook with Cook's Garden here in Perry Township and the Shiloh Farmer's Market. Thanks so much.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.